Battle Sauce!
What? That's a cool shirt.
So our friends over at Battle Sauce, they just launched their Kickstarter. Woo! And if you would like to support them, we all kicked in. So go check out their Kickstarter.
And the link to their Kickstarter is in the podcast description below. It goes on until April 18th. So get in now.
It literally, like yesterday at like midnight, I think we were like logging off. And Steve was like, oh, the Kickstarter went live. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, Scott texted me. He's like, did you get it already? I'm like, not yet. He's like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm like, over.
You're more than welcome. We love you, Battle Sauce.
Yeah, we love Battle Sauce, man.
Coming to you live from Steve's studio, it's Nothing Venture, Nothing Game. I'm your host with the most, your GM, Jared. And we are playing our continual live play of Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Not the remastered, so we decided we're not going to convert into remaster. So if you hear old terms such as flat-footed or spell slots, that's because we're lazy and we've forced Tina to learn too many rules. Not enough RAM.
Like, blame Tina.
We've made you relearn a lot of rules.
Yeah.
And then you learned Daggerheart last night.
Yeah, and then you just learned Daggerheart last night.
Keep a lookout for that video.
But with that being said, obviously you heard from Zach, Tina, and Jeff. But to tell you who's going to be playing all day, every day, I'm going to toss it over to our resident MC, Jeff. MC
all Jeff, day, take it away. Every day. With occult subtleties, the kid always aims to please exquisite exhibits to auction off at Sotheby's. It's Zach.
Hell yeah.
Exhibit.
Fleet for quickness, ride. Rolling with the thickness, slickness, thick of the wrist leaves no witnesses. It's Fabio.
Yo. What's good, party peoples?
That was good.
She's the equalizer, there ain't none wiser. Energy to fight with might and Myrtleizer. It's Tina.
Myrtleized.
Got Myrtleized. Disorderly, orderly, kills for the quarter drink. Slaughtering Sphinx is what you ought to think about, Steve.
Yo, slaughtering Sphinx.
Nice.
Sphinx chops.
Cool and calculated, classic concentration. No debating, making DMs player hating. It's Jeff.
Yo.
Nice. It's the vicious big bad boss. Now we've had it. Sending it back to you, GM Jared.
No repeats.
No repeats.
Awesome.
All right. So it's been a bit. If you're listening to the podcast, you would recognize that we had kind of fillers when me and Steve did an episode, and then we had some. We have daggers. Daggerheart's going to be coming out onto that.
Yep.
And it's been a while. So let's do a quick recap of what happened. And we're going to toss it over to Zach, as he was the last person to listen to the podcast.
How's it going, people? So here's a Spark Notes version of everything that's happened. After the fight with the dragon, where Henny had...
Probably got teleported into the game world.
Whoop, sorry. I don't want to be here.
Nope. I'm sorry, bring me back.
Nope.
Henny's tattoo kind of absorbed his powers, and he's now got cool new curse powers. We snuck our way back to the library to meet with Bookworm, whatever her name was.
Lily.
Whisperleaf.
Whisperleaf, I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep thinking Bookworm.
That's what we're working with.
Yeah. And we found out that there's this weird acid rain that also mutates you if you get touched by it. Unholy acid rain. So we take a hard nap and then decide, well, we have to get into the main parliament building or whatever castle that your family uses. But there's a magic barrier around it that's keeping anyone out unless they have a specific brand imprinted on them, and it's brand used by the royal family. The only people that can get in otherwise are people with royal blood. Unfortunately, that would mean it's only Nell.
That's me.
So we're like, well, the bad guys are getting in, and it looks like they made their own brand, so we have to make our own in order to get in,
or steal one.
And so we decided we're gonna steal it instead of making it, because that is faster. So we went on a bunch of skill check challenges, traversing through the city towards this, this villain den or whatever that we're trying to get to. We went through the marketplace, the back alleys. We're going over the rooftops, and then a series of bad rolls made
me,
made Artura and Seren go plummeting about five stories into the sewers through houses, through a house. So out of my body for both of us.
I'm fine.
My weakness.
My body, my biggest weakness.
And so then it became a sewer adventure. So we ended up traversing the sewers for a bit. Through the sewers, we met a poo monster, which then we fell through. Nell fell through a wall, down a slide, and so we all followed because we don't want to be stuck with the poo slime.
Nobody wants that.
As Steve called it, a poos. That was my favorite joke of that episode. And we ended up like several stories beneath the city, in ancient catacombs. Catacombs of some kind. And the bodies in there were freakishly tall, mutated as well, but not like to the extent of like what was going on up top. It was just like these things were just already like this. They were untouched for generations, thousands of years, who knows?
A millennia.
So we're trying to figure out what's going on there. And we knew that they were already freakishly tall because the stairs that we were walking up were built for large folk, not for medium-sized creatures. So we get to the end of the catacombs where there is a barrier, a warded gate that we broke the ward, leave, and then the whole catacomb starts filling up with that acid rain up top. And currently, we are in a steampunk laboratory of some kind, or as Jared called it, sci-fi, and then Sortek went, what the hell is a sci-fi? I think me, Artur and Henny were just about to start just pillaging whatever the fuck we can get our grubby little hands on.
So you kind of enter this place, you sealed up behind you, you realize you're in this area, there's a lot of that old school 1920s black and white universal horror movie like Frankenstein steampunk stuff in here. You look
science
yeah, with the
beakers,
the beakers and the Tesla coils and stuff like that. You do see along the walls are like large vats of the like rain, that liquid, and inside there are things. There's like four or five vats.
Is the liquid things. Too opaque for us to see?
It's opaque, but like if you got closer you could look at them.
I mean, I'm going up to see.
I'm gonna do like a look of the room. Do I see any people or hear any voices?
You don't see any people. Things are on, so clearly some there are people in here. There is a stairwell.
Wait, there are people in here?
No, there are people in the building.
Okay.
That you haven't seen.
Ah.
But there is a stairwell, and the stairwell leads up. So your assumption is you're in the basement.
Good.
And again, it's a 40 by 40 room.
Is that the only other way in or out of this room?
Oh, besides the hatch.
Well, I've said the only other way.
Hatch out, stairs up.
Yeah.
Got it.
No other doors.
No other doors that you see.
Detect magic, secret doors?
No secret doors.
Excellent.
Yeah, I walk over to one of the vats and just look at it close up.
Looking inside, there's something swimming around. And
oh, it's actively swimming.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
And it looks kind of like a rat, but it with like a Venus flytrap attached to its back.
Is what kind of Pokemon fucking bullshit is this?
What is
they
this
make
Pokemon?
A gross ass Venusaur? What's going on?
I have not heard of this Pokemon. What is Pokemon?
Yeah, really.
That's a nightmare.
And it's swimming.
Yeah, more or less.
So it's right. A water type.
All right, I got a question. Is this like the rainwater?
Yes.
So it's essentially water.
Essentially.
Okay. I wish I was a priest.
That?
I
would weird acid
and drink and just make this like pure water, just kill everything that's all germy inside. But I'm not a priest.
This is what it looks like.
Can't do it. But if I could, I would.
I hate that.
Yeah, that's worse than what my dreams were.
Yeah, yep. I hate that.
That's worse.
Yeah. No thanks.
That's worse.
Is this vat covered or is it open?
It's covered.
Okay, that's good.
So it's like a big cylinder that's like glass on the outside, mm-hmm. metal things on top, and it's big. Like, see. How big do you, like, 10 feet each? And
so it's a person tall, about 6 feet tall, mm-hmm. and it takes up one square, so 5 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, the second I see the...
So it's like a water heater.
More or less. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the second I
a little
see
bit the big, weird like a bigger water heater
rat okay, thing, gotcha. I jump back and I just start going, nope. And I just walk, start looking at things on tables.
So this room is lit in some way?
Yeah.
Candles, torches. Lamp? Torches.
Well, lamps.
Okay.
Are there any, like, books?
Anybody need lamps?
Notes? Yeah.
You can look. In one corner, there's definitely a alchemist table. Mm-hmm. Looking over it, you'll see a bunch of different notes, but the notes seem to be written in that ancient language you found of that diary.
Okay. Let me see, because I don't think I've used... Would I be able to use the golden nodule?
Someone deciphered it. Jeff? Or was it Zach? Someone deciphered the diary.
Doesn't somebody have the iron stone that makes you
learn languages? I have that. What the fuck is it? I understand what gold notch is.
Are the stairs big like they were in that?
No.
There's a regular size stair.
Yeah, no.
Do they look more man-made? I can cast comprehend language
as an innate spell once per day. I don't think we actually used it last time because it wasn't in the podcast. I wasn't
no.
today. So. I guess I'll use it now.
Sure.
To see if I can read or comprehend this.
Yeah, so quickly language. Going through the notes, you're able to decipher more or less that they are doing experiments using the water. Mm-hmm. And
It's
mutation water. But it's not the... Like, so the liquid is the vessel. The mutation's the magic that's in it.
Yeah.
And... It's coming from the abyss. Like, the magic is coming directly from the outer planes.
Mm. So,
wow.
So, okay. Since I have comprehend languages going on this weird ancient language, am I able to kind of, like, figure out what this language, where this language is based from? Or is that, like, outside the realm of whatever
that's
this comprehend
outside
language?
Comprehend language is, like,
just read and
write. It's more or less like you turn like Google Translate on your phone.
Gotcha.
It doesn't tell you the dialect that's from. It just allows you to comprehend it.
Okay.
But your assumption, it's old. It's real old.
So like an ancient abyssal.
The language? No.
Essentially. Oh, no. Okay.
It's written. It kind of looks like, what is it called?
The
stuff the Mesopotamians wrote. So it's like more like it's not hieroglyphic.
Like a Sanskrit?
Like a Sanskrit
type. Okay. She was at a stone that shit.
I am the Rosetta Stone. And on it, honestly, I mean, I'm not getting much information other than the fact that they're just doing experiments and writing it in this language. I don't know why. This is like an ancient language. I don't know why they're taking notes in this.
Oh, sorry. So as you're kind of going through it more, as everyone's asking, you do realize the queen has asked for an army of these, like, mutants.
Oh, she wants an army of mutants.
And their plan is to kind of drop buckets of this on the captive dwarves. Because what happens is the mutation, they'll just, like, aggressively mutate. And then once they mutate, they're able to mind control them because it drops your ends.
And they're holding them in those pens, so it'd be really easy to do.
You see all these vats in here?
Yeah.
I was actually going to say, a hole
how
in
many
the bottom
vats
of each
are
one.
There?
How
about well, oh, okay. So this is just a study.
Yeah, I know. This I don't want them studying this anymore.
No, this is the study. This isn't that they're collecting... From a different location.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want them studying this shit anymore.
Like, these five won't do nothing. Like, you'll turn, like, one or two people, maybe.
It'll stop them for, like, a day when they have to now get more water.
Question, you said that there's a note from the queen?
Yes.
Is her signature on that?
No.
Damn it.
The symbol is.
I doubt she actually
seals this.
No, I'm just thinking that.
Ironically, that's the one thing you can read that's in Dwarvish.
I'm just thinking if we need to copy it, make it look like something's from her.
Yeah, I give you the letter. It's like, here you go. It has a seal on the bottom if you just want to
help. Does anybody have forgery?
No, but I have legal lore. Can I make a legal duplicate?
You could keep the letter, and then when you get time,
and then notarize it yourself,
and, and make the note.
Like, let me try it.
But so these are not like the formulas to do. Okay, I was going to say just like alter some of the characters so that they screw it up.
No.
Okay, not that thing.
All right. Well, I'm just gonna yoink their book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't get that book anymore.
Okay, that's.
Does it look like this room has been here a long time, or like it was just created for the queen and her people?
Oh, like this was definitely a standing structure that it's was been repurposed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. There's a lamp on the table with the book and the papers, right? It's an oil lamp.
How much
oil is in the lamp? How much has been consumed?
Your assumption is it will be good for the full length of an oil lamp. So whatever.
Okay, well, let's say like I have an oil lamp.
Yeah,
like and it's filled with oil, so it's basically recently been lit. Then
fairly
okay, because if it was near the bottom, maybe I know they may have been sitting down here for a while of time without anybody being here.
Why don't I make my way partly up the stairs to see if I hear anything?
Make smart. A perception check, please.
Smart.
Are you quietly going up the stairs?
It's quite as
quietly as he can
do. Yeah,
it's quietly.
Well, you
could
aid him. So roll a stealth, Fabio. And then that he'll age you.
16 plus a lot.
All right, so he gives you like
plus 20.
Yeah, so you get 30. +2 on that.
Yeah, 36.
You have +2, +3.
Gotcha. And follow the extra gives me my level.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
14, 25, 26.
Okay.
Oh, so, sorry, you gave me 2?
Yeah.
28.
28. So, okay. So you climb stairs. They're solid stone stairs. So, okay. Yeah. You're climbing in, and every so often you'll hear the crank, and it kind of like grinds your teeth. And
I telescope my stick, and when I see him about to step, I'm like, I did a little tap to the angle, but like, so I'm like stealth teaching him as we're going up.
You know.
I also see you just like holding on to him, like holding all the armor in place so it doesn't clank.
Yeah. Like, I see one flap about it, I just grab it real quick.
You just saw him holding a small pillow, just trying to get it
right. It's like I'm doing the Macarena. Just trying to get up to get it together.
That's why when you're at the leather worker shop getting your armor made, take all the scraps with you because it silences armor.
There you go.
Read my rogue stuff.
Perception, please.
Yeah.
Tips. Read my rogue newsletters. You'll like them.
How to rogue.
22.
Double deuce.
So you lean up on the door. You don't hear anything right now.
Okay.
There's no active movement.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, I'm going to do the ear thing. Are you going to stay here for a moment?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go check something real quick. So, I want to go back down stealthily, of course. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know if you want to roll.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything of value or that's like interesting to use down here? Because I know you said this kind of like steampunk stuff. Like, is there like, little grenades or like little trinkets or anything that I can just like grab and just take?
No, I mean, there are beakers and chemicals. There's, you find at least 3 alchemist fire bombs.
Oh.
Which
level?
A greater.
Yeah.
Is it alchemist fire?
I think, or it's where
is it alchemist fire or like right bombs? Now.
They're alchemist bombs.
So they may do.
So it's alchemist
fire.
Okay, bombs.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's, you basically are taking the chemicals and putting them in larger beakers, and you're like, "Yep."
All right.
Yep.
And I go, I'll put it by my head and like, can anyone use this for later?
The poorest decisions make the best stories.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, yep, do. This will work.
I'm going to take that.
Yep.
Oh, this game's easy. I'm going to take all of this stuff. Detect magic, anything
the book.
Other than, what's that?
The book.
That he took.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm assuming some magic comes from that rainwater?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Residual.
Right.
Weird magic.
Before I go upstairs, I look at Arturo like, yo, Arturo, you must not read from the book.
And I don't know what
Nope.
Greater is level 11, so that's our level.
So greater it is.
Yay.
That it's a +2 item bonus to attack rolls, 3d8 fire damage, 3 persistent fire damage, 3 splash.
It's 3d8 damage. We'll figure it out.
It might not be fire.
Every time you throw, there might be something different.
You never know.
I like this.
Cool. Yeah, you do.
Bomb.
Nice.
All right.
Those are fun.
Yay, bomb.
Does he also find anything related to something he can do with poisons?
Oh, yeah. If you have poison stuff,
I'll take poison.
Technically, anyone can apply poison, but there's some classes that might get a bonus to it.
Yeah. You don't need the thing anymore. You can just use it. Yeah, you can just use it.
Yeah. Nice. There's no the whole. That's a whole third edition thing where like you accidentally poison yourself unless you have the ability.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an old third. That's an old third edition thing.
Blech.
Yeah. Maybe I'll give this to Lily when we get back. This book. Maybe maybe the resistance will have some use of it, especially with the fact that it has information pertaining to the livelihood of. Some citizens.
It also is magical. It could come in handy.
It's magical. Know.
It certainly is.
I didn't check.
Well, that's why I'm here.
All right. Well, what about it is magical? All I'm seeing is an ancient language.
I don't know.
I head towards the staircase.
Nice name.
Imagine I'm saying this while walking.
Getting to the staircase, so runs at the top, and he's like, I don't hear anything. You check the doorknob, and it's loose.
Any light coming from underneath?
Yes.
So it's lit on the other side?
Yes.
Yeah, it's lit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's lit.
Did we actually consider a disguise for you?
For who?
Nell.
Aren't you wearing, like, the robes?
Just rub some dirt on yourself.
I can hit her with another.
I mean, we happened in the sewer, so I am probably filthy.
Probably.
So.
Yeah, we're probably all filthy and stink, okay. Just like everybody else.
Sure, if it was a discussion.
Excuse me, I don't.
Well, you don't.
I smell like a fresh baby's butt right now.
That's a lie, as a dad. There is no such thing.
Yeah.
A powdered baby's butt, then.
There's no such thing.
Prestidigitation is not soap.
That is true, team.
You might be clean, but you might still be smelly.
Now I can change how I smell with prestidigitation.
So nice. Like,
you still have a layer of grime on you.
I've cleaned that.
You just have magic axe.
That's magic axe.
You got magic axe body spray. There you go.
It was like, oh, it just smells like.
By the way, not sponsored by Axe.
But not sponsored.
But if you want to,
it's too heavy.
But it's not just like
that
one application of Axe. It's but like no baths for 3 months, and then on that on top every single day.
Oof. I worked with someone that did that.
That's rough.
It was
rough.
Smelled
like a teenage man's locker room.
Yep, that's exactly what it smells like.
Can we hear any voices or?
No, you don't hear anything. It sounds fairly quiet.
Okay. All right, so I wasn't sure if we had that conversation before, but
no magic on the door, right?
I'm just nasty.
Uh-oh. Before I touch the door, I'm going to see if that answer to that question is yes
magic
or no.
Magic doors?
No, okay. Magic
doors. Oh, no.
Yeah, and you said it's like
nothing magical on it.
Slightly open?
No. The door is unlocked.
It's unlocked.
It's unlocked, okay. But it's not open.
Sure.
30?
You do not perceive any traps.
Okay.
I'll wink the sword into existence so I have it.
Got it.
Staff's still out?
Oh. Okay. Yeah, give me a second, and I prove my the sun behind me.
Oh,
his dude? He starts joking behind me.
Huh?
The sun?
What?
That guy.
The sun.
His
the embodiment of self-worth, the sun. That's my...
His summons?
He's just glowing.
Yep.
He glows faintly. It's not like an actual sun.
So he's a nightlight.
He's golden. He's golden.
I look at you. I do like the eye thing. Are you in the back? So I don't see him, right?
No.
Okay, good. Good. So as long as I can't see him, I know there's no light coming from his dude.
That was my concern. Yes. Is that we've got this big glowing thing now. Yeah.
All I heard was the sun was behind me. I'm like, that's the problem.
Shit.
And even I, who was bad as stealth, no, sun bad.
Sun good.
I'll try to quietly open the door.
All right, go ahead.
27.
All right, you quietly open the door.
Ooh.
It leads into an unfurnished, larger warehouse, like almost like very large warehouse. You look around, you see a number of crates and
lots of cover. I like that.
Different stuff, rigging hanging above you.
I like it.
You don't see anyone moving around. There are lit oil
lamps
along the walls, mm-hmm. giving off light, mm-hmm. and you can you don't hear anyone. There's really no sound coming from in here right now.
Like no sound at all? There's no ambient sound?
No, I mean, there's ambient sound.
Anything written on these crates?
They're just symbols.
Fragile.
No, not
is it, is it symbols pertaining to the language I was doing before? Or?
No, it's just, it kind of looks like maybe possible numbers or you're not sure.
Like it's something numerical, like something. You're not
sure. Just like a series of numbers, a like a barcode.
Yeah, more or less. You don't know what it means.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to like stealth into the room to like mm-hmm. the nearest like hallway. Because you said it's like a warehouse. So there's like, I'm guessing there's like rows of stuff.
Or yeah,
like,
more or less. Large rows.
Or is it just like
stuff.
Boxes?
Large rows of. The boxes go up anywhere between like 7
it's
to
like
12.
Like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark kind of warehouse? Yeah. There you go.
Warehouse 13, got it.
Warehouse 13?
Yes.
Can we see the other end of the warehouse?
No.
Okay.
Go out boxes, blocking views.
Got it.
There's no clear line of sight.
Are they like big boxes we could climb?
Yes.
Probably.
Okay.
Bird's eye view.
So I'm going to step into the room, mm-hmm. like towards the boxes, just so I can like scout and listen and see if I can. So I'm going to go scout. Like, how big is this warehouse?
50 by 50.
Okay. So I'm going to go to, like, the nearest corner.
Fabio leaves. Oh, well, and he disappears from sight. Because
I was about to say, Fabio leaves, get out.
Bye, Fabio.
Yeah, like it's a warehouse. It's full of boxes and stuff. So you enter, you open the door, and you realize you were definitely probably towards the back of the warehouse. Mm-hmm. There are boxes all in front of you.
Got it.
There are small rows that you can, like, clearly people can walk down. Mm-hmm. In between each row, it's like two people wide.
Yeah.
So they can move stuff down the rows. But there are storage, right? So there's lots of different boxes all over the place. Mm-hmm. So, and it's let's say rectangular and, or,
so we're like in the middle of the back, right?
No, you're in like the back,
I'm in the back corner to like the right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, so if I'm in the back corner to the right, so then there's a path that would probably go this way, and like maybe that would go that way.
More or less, left and right, yeah.
So I'm going to, I'll tell Seren that I'm going left.
Okay.
Right, and I'm going to hug the wall and mm-hmm. to stay low and try and like see if I can like see if there's anything in each row stealthily and like get to like the next wall. You said it's like 50 feet away, right?
Yeah. Okay. So like I said, Henny kind of like leaves out starting to go around the boxes and heading down a path.
So right outside this little door that we've exited,
mm-hmm.
is there other little rooms in this corner?
No.
Is it just the one room that we're just leaving?
Yes.
And then all warehouse?
Yes.
So I'll relay that to them, that Henny's going to go scout out, and I'll step in to, mm-hmm. through this door.
Yeah, so you, so basically, more or less, you guys are stepping onto a work floor.
Okay.
With lots of boxes, okay. like crates. That, yeah. I say boxes, but they're crates.
Yeah. Okay.
Large crates. And there's either left or right. And then as Henny, as you're going down, it looks like aisles, like,
yeah,
like mm-hmm. a supermarket.
Yeah.
I'll come
so like,
in
I'll pause
and
we'll, each aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While you're aisle, going left, I'm going to keep an eye in the other direction just to see if anyone comes in from that way. So I have eyes down the other way. I'm not going down it, but I'm just keeping an eye in the other direction.
I'll start trying to climb a box.
Okay, make an athletics check.
You got it. Hell yeah. 34.
Nice. You start to climb up a few of the boxes.
Strong farm boy, let's go.
A few closer boxes towards you. Okay. You head up, let's say, three of them. So now you're about 15 feet off the floor, so you kind of have a bird's eye view. As you get up that high, you notice ahead of you, mm-hmm. There at the other end, there's like hangar doors that can be opened, and you could see movement down there. You can't see who or what, but you see movement, like things being moved around down that way.
Do I have any way of signaling
message?
Any? I don't believe I have message.
Are there like raptors up top, or?
I'm
gonna like sort of like scratch one of the crates. See if anything scratches back from the inside.
Nothing scratches back.
Okay, good.
There's
no ear holes or anything.
Maybe, no maybe, holes? Okay. Maybe Sir Ren is the closest one to me. I just go, psst.
Hi, Sir Ren. Over far side, I think there's someone over there. But people, I don't know. Monsters, I have no idea what to call these things now.
Gabagools.
Yeah, the gabagools. I don't know. I think they're over there by the hangar doors.
So you can see a set of doors that we couldn't see.
Yeah, it's on the far side.
Yeah, because he went up higher than the boxes, right?
So you understand. I'm like whispering loudly looking, down. Yeah.
Got it. Oh, I have no way of communicating with anybody, but
I mean,
the closest people here, the one person that left was Henny. Henny moved 50 feet to the opposite side, so he just dipped. The rest of you guys went up. He went up a box. You stepped in. Nell stepped in. I'm assuming Sword Tag is like standing in the doorway.
Yeah,
so you guys are clustered in one spot, except Henny, who dipped.
Because I went up to a crate and scratched on it, so I'd have to be inside the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all in.
So there is a set of doors, and apparently these things are at the door.
Yes.
And then Henny went, and I pointed the direction that Henny went. And is that in the same direction?
No. So if you think of it, right, like so it's 50 feet long and then 50 feet high, or, you know.
So it's in the direction that I'm looking in?
No, you're looking up a different different direction. Henny went right. He left. He went to the opposite wall. So Henny's going across the back wall, going to the opposite end, 50 feet away from you guys.
Ask Sortok if he has any way of contacting Henny.
Well, he's right there. So if you're talking to me, he's like right next to me.
Well, we're
in the same area.
Focusing on something else. That's why I was
you're talking to me.
You're just standing there.
Do I get to the other corner?
Yes.
Okay. What do I see?
While this is going on, I'm just going to start slowly stealthing towards you.
Crates? Okay. So the crates, is it like just crates everywhere, right?
Yeah.
All the crates are like closed. Can I like peer in on any of them?
Into a crate?
Yeah.
No, it's sealed.
Inside? It's sealed?
Yeah. You would have to like pry it open.
Got it.
There's a lot of dust on them?
No.
Okay. So, like, I'll relay what I hear to Sir Ren. All right, so I'm just going to relay, like, more boxes. Full of stuff. I don't know what.
All right, just before I respond to him, so it's in the exact opposite corner to him now, right?
You can't talk to him?
Yeah,
he has to talk first.
Uh-oh. I have to talk first.
Yes, that's the thing. I had no way of communicating with you. You have to communicate with me.
It's a two-way radio, but I have to press the button.
Yeah.
He's got the walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
I just got the receiver.
Yeah.
And I said, exact opposite. I'm assuming it's 25 words. Exact opposite corner, potential people.
There's people? How many people?
I have no idea.
Okay. So, like, for where I am, then I'm going to try and go up a box.
Make athletics.
You said it's 15 feet up, right?
No, well
that's how far he got.
He went. You can choose to go. It's. Some of them go up about 15. Some of them can go like 25.
You roll a two, you're like up 500 feet.
Ring up, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And get on top.
Okay, make an athletic check.
Why am I making an athletic check?
You're going up the boxes.
Yeah, I'm going to use my coin.
Oh, you're activating your coin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you pop up to the top of the box?
Yeah.
Okay. So what, 15 feet? 10 feet?
How far up does it go?
The tallest one you could get to would be about 25 feet.
Okay, I go up 25 feet.
Okay. As you go up about 25 feet, you're looking down.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's a bunch of boxes, but you can definitely see the double doors at the far end.
Yeah.
Large double doors, and you can see motion down that way.
Okay. Can I see?
No. it's a lot. It's you can see things moving in and out of the double doors.
Gotcha.
But. Again, because of all the boxes of varying height, it's obscuring your vision.
Got it. Okay, cool. All right, so like from where I am, can I at least count like the spots where I see motion?
So yeah, it's like all the way at the other end.
I just see one group of motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be like if you were looking out into like a park.
So it's about 45 feet away or something like that, because you said it's 50 by 50, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're at least 5 feet in, so it's about 45 feet away.
I was like, so I'm going to relay to Tim. I was like, I done hopped up on one of them boxes. I'm all the way up. And I'm like looking for him. I see if he can try to wave at him. Right?
Do I see him?
Did you? Yeah, he's up there. You could see him.
Yeah, like, I'm going to stay low, but I'm, like, talking to, like, try to get him to look in my eye. He goes, there's movement that way about, like, 45, 50 feet. Something over there.
Oh,
there's a bunch of room. I can't quite see it because there's a bunch of stuff in the way.
All right, we'll head over there. So I relay this information before I leave. I'm just going to dip, but I relay this information to you. And if there's a bunch of people that now both of you have seen.
Yeah.
And you said it's like, it's not quiet in here, but it's like we can't like...
No, it's quiet.
Like pin drop quiet or like...
Well, no, there's you don't ambient hear... sound from the other end, but where you are, it's like if you're in an empty, like a library.
Got it.
There's nothing going on in this end.
So here's my question. Is it like... so quiet that if I try to open a crate, people would hear it?
Possibly.
Got it.
You would need to make a...
Just sneeze when you do it, and you'd be fine.
And...
Got it. So I will try to do that.
Achoo! Yeah, that won't tip them off to anything. They'll never know what happened.
Like, it's turn to each other shut, go, so you have to, like, pry it open.
Yeah.
Just like,
come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just rip a mass apart while you do it just in case. It'll echo.
I don't want
to
like
do that Shawshank Redemption shit. Try to time it to when you hear them make noise.
Yeah.
Like if they drop a box off like a to the floor, then that's when you pry.
Yeah,
I'll try to
time it so we can see what's in the box.
Yeah.
Third Indiana Jones in the library where she's stamping the books every time he's hitting the floor.
Okay, that's a 10 plus 20.
And she's like, what? The hell? She sets it down at the end. She's like, that's weird.
So you're able to like start to pry into it and it's like really nailed shut. You don't pass, but like as you're prying into it, it's like, and you're like, oh.
Got it. Okay. So I just stop.
Do we hear any shuffling or anything?
No.
Okay.
Could be the wind.
Slowly start making my way in that direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stealthfully?
Stealthily.
Is there any way for me to get there by staying on top of the boxes or no?
Like Captain America?
You could like
from rooftop to rooftop?
Yeah, you could do that. Then that's acrobatics checks. Okay. Or athletics checks.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Worst that happens is I fuck
that's
up.
A lot of stealth.
Let's see who rolled lower. You
no.
did.
No,
40.
I didn't make it. Did
no. 38.
38?
What, the stealth?
Yeah, 19 plus 19.
All right, sorry. All right, Zach, what did you get?
Like, wait, 40. No, 38.
I got a 22 acrobatics.
All right, Seren?
13.
Okay, and now?
One.
Solid. Your entire team makes the most sound possible.
Not me.
I wasn't doing stealth.
Mailed.
So let me paint you the
We're
picture of what happened.
For you, yeah. She could be loud opening the crate.
So,
pop the crate now. Fuck you.
So basically, this is what happened. You're like, all right, guys. So you relay. Henny relays to Seren. I'm gonna try and pop one of these crates. You start to go, and
the
team hear like the of the crate like opening. The wood on wood.
Sure.
Henny stops. He's like, damn, super loud. As you say that in your head, you turn and you see a tourer just Batman jump as hard as possible.
Nice.
Just like opens his like coat like Batman.
My cloak.
I am the darkness and jumps, hits a crate, like lands, and he was like, oh, I made it. And then the crate just turns left and he goes down. As the crate goes down, hits Nell.
Oh,
that's
damn.
A one. It hits, it lands into Nell. It shatters on Nell. Nell goes down, a turret goes down. Sir Ren goes, oh! Just like that. That's what you see, Henny.
There's a domino effect. Oh.
That's so nice. Good.
Like, this is all you hear is Percy. That's all you hear.
Just open the box.
And it's like, it's a domino of curses as each one says.
And so Nell and the Chore are both prone.
And I'm like, baby, shut up.
And the best part is, so at the end, so like, and Nell's like trying to stand up, obviously. As she goes to stand up, She leans on the box, which then cracks it open, and you just hear, like, you know when you drop forks and knives? The forks and knives sound, because it's all swords and, like, weaponry.
Anything good?
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, man. I might have a lot of fun here.
And Sortek is... Like, just, like, Sortek actually wrote more about a 40.
I'm about to talk just, to Nick.
Sortek leans into the shadow going, nope.
He just Homer Simpson.
He almost shipped Homer Simpson into the bush.
Yep. My people are in so much danger, right?
As that happens,
shit.
You can now hear, audibly hear,
yep.
voices in yep. the other end.
It's the Skyrim guards going, what was that?
Yeah, you guys.
If you don't move, they don't see you.
Quick, grab a box and hide in it.
Yes.
Yeah, actually,
had a box.
The crate that fell on me. Can I just put it over?
No, it's
not a solid snake thing.
Yeah, it's the solid snake.
Hide under the
crack debris. It's not been at this point.
So you realize inside of this are lots of weaponry. It's like this is a warehouse to arm an army.
Yeah. Is it like local dwarven weaponry or like imported?
It's shoddy weaponry.
Got it.
Like that Whatever stuff you saw in like Lord of the Rings when they're making all the swords. Yeah, it's like that.
Got it.
Like the Orokai shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ooh,
got it.
So it's all gritty and like razor sharp.
Open flames easy.
The boxes, yes.
Yeah, there's a hole.
Yeah, it's wooden crates, dude. It's all gonna go up.
No, you're not precious about your
Do I know like where this is in relation to the geography of the city?
You're on the outer skirts of
the city. We're not in like the residential neighborhood. No. Okay, I'm like, please don't burn down the house.
One bulk or less?
Depends. So let's say they're all single-handed longswords, right? For the most part. And then there are daggers. Daggers are not a bulk. I think daggers are like, they're negligible.
All right.
I think you need 10 of them to count as a bulk.
Yes, that's fine. But what about just like a regular one-handed sword?
I think it might be a long sword.
Are those just one bulk or less?
I'm not 100% sure because it depends. Like I know,
hurl it or lit,
I know like Tina's.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh no!
Tina's glaive.
You
want to
do some shit?
Yeah, I'm gonna make a cyclone of just weapons around me.
Cyclone, blade, cyclone.
It just might happen.
If they're long swords, it is one bow.
Okay, there you go.
It'll be still a bunch of daggers
or daggers.
Yeah, fine.
Daggers is better because it's less.
Any loose unattended objects of one bulk or less within the range are picked up and begin to orbit me at breathtaking speeds. Yeah, it might happen.
Oh, this is like Mario Kart, and you've got the little thing.
You turn into a blender.
Yeah, I basically turn into a blender.
He's a ninja
he's doing
blender.
That domain expansion.
In a 20-foot emanation. So, everybody stay away from me.
Kaizen Zero.
He said I took a shower.
It's Poltergeist Fury.
No,
get clean so we can get dirty.
You said 20-foot
emanation.
Break more crates.
Just start wrecking the place at this point.
I mean, we've already made enough noise, right?
So at this point, Henny, you see coming down the rows are about 15 well-armed cultists.
Get it.
Clearly, they're wearing like chainmail, and they're very, some of them have swords and shields. Some of them have just swords. So they're just running at your party. You could see them because they're so high up. Yeah, they're not looking at you. Because they're like, oh, something came from over there. And there was a lot of sound. It wasn't like a little sound. And there was an actual voice of someone going, oh.
Nice. Yeah. They know that there's people here. All
right.
And it's 15 of them. I relayed to Red real quick. It was like, well, the party done started because now there's 15 of them coming. Get ready.
All right.
Coming down the aisles, Nell, as you stand up, you know, kicking that out, you stand up and you see guards, right? And they're like, halt, freeze, standard NPC guard stuff.
So they're like pretty much upon us already.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
They were just hauling ass at you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You still have a corridor, so it's about two movement. Let's say just two movement for them to get to you. So everyone roll initiative.
Okay. Can I roll with stealth since I was stealthing at the time?
Yes.
Can I roll with prone?
Yes, you may roll with prone.
I'm kidding, yeah. Nell is flanked by two Arturos.
Oh, yeah, no.
We're good.
Nell, you're just flanked by two Arturos, just like... We're yeah, we're just like the
there's too many of them.
The Total Recall.
Yeah.
One was too
many. Oh, you
many.
Thought I was the real one?
There's too many of them.
Yeah, there's too many
Ardoros.
You said chainmail, right?
I got a 38.
Damn.
Sword attack?
34.
And I have the Pilgrim's Token thing, so if I tie.
25.
Sword?
32.
Penny?
41.
There you go.
Damn.
18 plus 23.
First.
Henny, Nell, and then Sortek, and then
I go after the bad guys.
And then the bad guys, and then Seren, and then... There you go.
Okay, so... You said they're like, you're in like, clusters?
Yeah, there's like one group that's coming down the direct aisle of... That you could see them. Mm-hmm. And then there's, again, boxes... In another aisle, and a smaller group is coming down there. Like five guards are coming down that aisle. So there's 10 converging on the aisle that they're in, and then there's five that you clearly see is trying to flank them. Like they're going to box them in.
Got it. Okay, so they're like engaged with that one, like the first one that's like on them, right?
The ones. Well, they're not like right on them. They still move. They'll have to move down the hallway.
They're like hardcore.
Yeah.
All right, so what I'm going to do, the ones that are trying to flank them,
yeah,
I want to hurl the Greater Alchemist Bomb.
There you go.
All right, okay.
That's the way to do it. Swarms.
Yeah, they're in a five-person cluster. I'm throwing a bomb at them.
One moment.
I think normally the distance for a regular bomb is 20 feet.
That's... So it's only 20 with the for an alchemist.
Oh, it's 10? I thought the alchemist got an extra 5 feet.
No.
So it was 20, 25. It's, so it's actually the 10s? Okay.
It's
so 10, so that's...
Yeah. Alchemist gets, it gets 50 it to
feet,
double,
that's four ranger commits.
Oof.
So that's minus one or minus two per ranger commit. It's been a while since I've had to deal with ranger commits.
I think it's minus two. Oh, you know what I can do? Oh. So bump that. I would try to get closer. Like really, so I'm gonna try and like stealth up, like really stealth from like box to box, like as a movement.
Okay.
And then when I'm like over top of them, I'll drop the bomb on them.
There you go.
So then it's just instead of me like trying to hurl it 50 feet, I'm just dropping it like 25 feet or 20 feet.
Okay. So remember, you moved 50 away.
Mm-hmm.
So you're moving back.
Am I moving back or am I moving? Because they're coming this way, right? So if I'm all the way in the corner and I see them coming this way, I'm moving towards them.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're moving like 30 feet forward.
Yeah.
It is range 20. I guess they.
It is range 20.
Oh, it's 20? Okay,
but
cool.
But Alchemist gets.
They get an extra 10, so they can throw it 30, I think.
Yeah. That's what it is.
And it is 2 per ranger commit.
Yeah.
And it can go up to 6 ranger commits. And anything.
All right, so I'll move. Because I'm guessing they're, like, moving back. As they're moving down towards them to, like, flank, I'm moving towards them to flank them.
Okay.
And then once I'm, like, above them, I'm going to hurl a bomb down.
Got it. All right. So you move up towards them. That's your movement, and then you have
so you make an attack roll if he's throwing a bomb at him.
Yeah, so you have to make an attack roll.
You said they're plus two?
So how far are you from them?
30 feet towards them as they run towards you guys.
So I'd still be like 20 feet up?
Yeah.
Above. Yeah, you'd be
one range you can make. Yeah.
That's a 36.
Okay. Roll a D...
100.
D100?
I think it's because there's like, of all the 11 ones, there are like 12 or 13.
Roll 2D12.
I actually have a D12. Is that a
person? You got D12 because you're getting ready for Daggerheart.
5.
5?
Yeah, 1 and a 4.
So as Henny drops the bomb, it shatters and ignites... it becomes a bioluminescent fluid, flares. Each creature within 10 feet of the bomb exploding must make a DC... What's your
11.
Class 30. DC?
30.
30? Class DC reflex save or be marked with the bioluminescent and continue to glow for 24 hours. An affected creature must also make a fort saving throw or be overwhelmed by the burst of light. And then there's like save, failure, critical failure. So I get to make a fortitude save.
And how many?
Reflex save.
So I hit it with like fairy fire?
More or less fairy fire.
Fun.
Okay.
Hey, it's something.
Okay, they're all glowing.
Yay. Yay.
Are they disoriented?
Yeah, now here's the thing. Okay, the creature is blinded for one round, then dazzled for one round.
Hell yeah. Hell
it's
yeah.
It's so bright.
They just start screaming.
Yeah, so like literally you dropped it, it explodes, and it's like a flare.
It's the one guy from SpongeBob that goes, my eyes!
Yeah.
Do they, because they're glowing, do they get like minuses or like...
You'll see them.
Huh?
You'll see them. They're glowing a lot.
Got it.
They shed light like a can, like a lantern, and then dim light.
Oh God!
And they're all, they are getting minuses because they're dazzled and blinded.
No, the creature is blinded for one round, then dazzled for one round.
Yeah,
yeah,
that sucks.
Okay. And I still got one more action. I am going to.
So blinded, they would be taking.
Well, the treat of the opponent is unobserved.
Yeah.
And that has a whole bunch of... We'll learn about that in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, you want me to get the card out?
Yeah, if you want.
I'm assuming they're flat-footed.
I'll get the
card out. Yes, guaranteed, yes.
To me. Do I have...
No, to everybody.
Blinded, you can't see all normal terrain. There's difficult terrain. You can't detect anything using vision. Automatically, critically fail perception checks.
There you go.
You take a -4 penalty to perception checks. You're immune to visual effects. Blinded overrides dazzled.
Yeah, so here.
So they can't see anything, so that would make them flat-footed.
Yep.
Yep. Here, I'll give you
What's the new term now?
We are unobserved to them.
Well, no. What's the new term? They don't call it flat-footed. They call it...
Off-guard?
Off-guard, yeah.
Oh, I like that. That's a cool
change. Do I have panache?
You haven't done anything to panache me.
No fancy?
Okay. Here you go. We got the two cards.
Thank you.
So, blinded, dazzled.
Yeah, so there's five of them.
So they're all, like, glowing, they're blinded?
Yeah, you can sit, like, they're clearly visible.
Are they easier to hit, because we can clearly see them now?
Yeah, well, you'll see stuff moving, like, you'll see them, yeah. Like, okay. So they can't hide from you guys. No. I mean, they weren't, but now it's even worse for them.
And they're 20 feet down?
Yeah.
I'm going to use the ring again and barrel through them.
Okay.
Psycho
he's trying to knock them. Yeah, you're trying to knock them prone.
I'm trying to... Knock them prone and hit as many of them as I can. I don't know.
Maybe like barrel rushing them. Yeah. Athletics check?
Oh, no. It's a whole thing I have to do. It's against their fortitude save.
Got it.
Yeah.
DC. They against their fortitude DC.
Their fortitude DC.
Mm-hmm. You don't roll. What's your fortitude DC?
They must attempt a class DC, class fortitude save. They got to do a fortitude save against my DC.
Oh, okay. It's against your DC.
My DC. So I can, like, go through them. So they got to be the 30 on the
40. All right.
Is this to stay standing or to stop your movement?
It's either to stay standing or be moved or... It depends.
Oh, got it.
Depends on, like, how well they succeed or if they fail.
All right. So you're able to knock three of them prone and then the last one passes so you don't...
So it's a success?
Well, you're trying to go through five, right?
As many as I can.
So, yeah, three of them are success, two of them aren't.
Okay. Because it's different damage per success.
That's
So, it's right now. Right. So, the ones that failed took seven, the one that succeeded took three?
Tree.
Four.
Okay. Three, and then you knock
them. Takes half damage. The ones that failed are pushed 5 feet. Also, I hurl them into the boxes.
Okay.
The targets that failed are also pushed. So everybody gets moved.
5 feet.
Everybody gets moved. They get the scatter into boxes or on the ground.
All right. Make a reflex save.
Okay. All right. That is 39.
All right. You succeed.
Mm-hmm.
But everything starts to collapse around you.
Everything starts to collapse around.
Well, you knock them into the boxes.
That's fine.
And they're collapsing the boxes.
Got it.
So that's the end of Fabio's turn. No?
Okay, so now that everyone's, like, moved around, how like, what's the distance between me and the people who are
same coming? Amount of distance. They never moved. He moved to them.
Okay. So they're
two movements away from you.
Two movements away. Okay.
Oh, so only one group of five came. Not everybody came.
No. Fabio was fighting a different group altogether. There's ten guys you guys are dealing with.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm dealing with five. Y'all are dealing with ten.
That's fine. Okay. I just want to. Yeah. Okay. So it's a different bunch of people. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Icky. I'm going to cast Flame Strike.
Okay.
Which I can do within 120 feet.
Mm-hmm.
It is a 10 foot radius and a 40 foot tall cylinder. So it all the way up to the roof.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically a rain of divine fire that plummets down. It's infused with divine energy. Any creatures that have fire resistance only take half because it's divine fire. It's not just regular fire. Yeah, and that's a reflex.
Rolled a 3.
Nice. That's not good.
That's probably a critical fail.
That's probably a critical fail.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Is he only hitting one guy?
No.
It's a 10-foot radius, so it's all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is 86. 33 points of...
Fire.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's that whole column.
Some of the boxes explode into flames.
Sure.
Penny. You can see flames now.
Mon Dieu.
I'm not stealthy. They all know I'm here anyway, so...
A few of them go down.
Yep. Sweet. And then, just for good measure, I'm going to go into my stance.
Cool.
Do I get anything for that?
What?
I mean...
You don't take good damage.
Good damage would go off near me. Ah! So if you would take 11 points of good damage.
I'm kidding. I'm not evil.
Yeah, so how many are like up?
That would be a good test, though.
Yeah, this is a good test. Four. Yeah.
Oh, so she wiped out like 6 of these guys.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Damn. I may now also start to go.
I'm short, so like my
fire doesn't bother me.
My speed is 20, so I'm pretty sure that would have taken me all 3 to get there. So it's like, you know what? I'm lazy.
Hot fire.
All right, so I'm going to hit 2 of them with an electric arc.
Okay.
Basic reflex slave.
A 5 and a 15.
Total?
5 might be a crit fail.
Well, the 5 is
five is crit fail. The 15
critical fail
is a fail.
Oh, 15 total.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's a fail.
Oh,
you just scratch.
That's probably a critical fail too. 15 total?
No, 15 plus numbers.
What kind of numbers?
Plus 15.
30.
All right, so yeah,
that's a.
That might be a pass.
Yeah, 13 is a pass.
12
pass.
Eats. Yep.
Yeah.
But since I was casting from stealth, does that make any difference?
Well, they're dealing with the fire. So.
Minuses.
I told you it's a fail.
Oh, I will go with what you said, sir.
Trust and believe.
Wood has a hardness of 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me.
But they have a high hit points.
40?
Yeah.
They probably have weakness to... They might have a weakness to fire.
I'm saying this stuff does.
I mean, wood is flammable.
That's nice. 4, 4, and 2 is 10. Charge pick up the force.
In my mind, this started like... You know when you play Metal Gear Solid and it's the first level?
And then you just pull out the machine gun and you start mowing people down? You like, go, oh,
right,
shit!
We were going to sneak it in like... All right,
and you
crash, crash.
You threw a bomb, and then I had divine fire.
No, we made bad stealth checks.
25 to a fail?
The non-stealth teams stealth checked.
For the critical fail, it's 40.
Okay. Critical fail guy dies.
Oh, wait, actually, that's incorrect. It's 25 and 50.
50 dies badly.
Badly.
The other one survived, and it's now his turn. He's going to run.
Away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, no. We don't
get
want
back
to...
here, you.
Get we don't want him to get reinforcements.
I'm sure somebody already went.
Surrend.
How far away is he?
He is now at least... Right,
I still have one more action. I'm going to attempt to hide again.
Okay. In the fire.
Well, just... Fire's not near him.
Not yet.
I'm going to attempt to stealth. 34.
Okay.
Are you wearing red and orange clothes? You can just blend in with the fire.
Right? Just set yourself on fire.
Just start dancing in the fire.
Yeah.
I have resistance 5.
That's a fact.
Let's say 35 feet away.
Start Jasmine dancing in the fire.
Stealth doesn't have to be black cloak. It can be whatever.
So that's the guy that's running.
Yes.
There's no one else that's running?
No, they're all dead.
Really?
Yeah, they just killed them. Yeah.
That's funny. How far away is he?
35.
We were like, well, we're not stealthy. Boom, boom.
Yeah, basically. I point my sword at him, and I say, yield, as a beam of energy comes flying out of my sword, trying to stab him.
Oh, yeah.
I might not need to go.
Yeah. This is a sun blade. 31
hits.
Oh, okay. He isn't undead, is he?
No.
Okay. Who?
I'm making notes of the fight, and it's just Seren stabs a dude from 35 feet away.
There you go.
He's like, I want to stab that dude, but he's over there. Fuck,
there's bombs, there's raining fire, and then we're stabbing people from the other side of it.
And I'm just JoJo posing in the background.
29 points of damage.
He's dead.
You're my backup dancer.
part of it is good or spirit damage, and then part of it is fire damage. It's kind of like, same thing like you. It's like holy fire.
He's dead.
Divine fire.
So you guys are out of initiative.
So I told them to yield, and then I killed them.
Kill everybody?
Yeah! Oh, but gosh. I hope we all had fun. Okay. I had a blast. You guys are doing amazing. And I want to say thank you very much to everyone hanging out. Specifically, shout out to Battlesource. Go check out their...
Battlesource!
Their Kickstarter. Links in the chat. We're going to link it in chat. If you're watching us on YouTube, we'll put the link in the description on YouTube. So you guys can go to the Kickstarter, help them out, please. They are great friends, and the system is actually really good, and I want to see the new system.
So much fun. I love playing that game.
Also, if you're interested, I will be doing Battlesource at Long Island Tabletop Con this April?
Yeah. April 6th and 7th, yes. Yeah. I'll also be running games.
But if you're at Long Island Tabletop Con, come play. I think one of our friends signed up for the Battlesource game.
Nice.
So come through. It'll be awesome. Tina, when you're done with your...
My fundraiser is still going on through April 1st. So if you're listening to the podcast later, it might have passed already. But if you're watching on YouTube, hey. I am running for the American Cancer Society for a 5K, a 10K, and a 10-miler in mid-April. My goal is to raise $2,000 by April 1st, and I'm only about $200 away from my goal. Mm-hmm. So I've got a little less than 2 weeks to go and about $200 left to go. So if you want to donate, probably the easiest way, because the URL is kind of long. If you go to FairyTaleTina on Instagram and go to the link in my bio, that's the donation link. And it goes directly to ACS. It doesn't go to me, so you can write it off as a tax, you know. Mm-hmm. 501c3 donation, all that good stuff. But
nice.
Yeah.
Now remember, she's running to stop cancer, not support cancer. I was a little confused. Yeah. It was like, I'm running for cancer. And I was like,
yeah,
what?
One of my bosses was like, yeah, she's running for cancer. I'm like, not exactly.
No. Kind of, but no.
I always thought that was a weird, English is a weird language.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm running for cancer, but
my German friends tell me that all the time.
Yeah,
yeah,
is stupid.
The money that's donated goes to help support those who are currently fighting it. So it's for education. It's to help reimburse people for their travel expenses if they need to stay in a hotel while they're getting treatment. It helps to cover lodging costs. So it goes to help actual like everyday needs that people go through. So
cool. As always, we are still working with our friends at Die Hard Dice. Zach, what's our code?
Our code is SPICY, NVNG. Save 10% off on your entire order when you use our promo code at checkout. Get whatever the heck you want. You want a new rolling tray. You want a dice tower. You want some new bags just to hold your dice. Any dice sets that come out, they got new dice sets coming out all the time, especially new Avalor style sets. As we've like talked about previously, great beveled edges and everything. Get whatever you want, save 10%. That's money in your pocket, money in our pocket. And you show them that you care about us. 10% spicy MVNG at diardice.com. Don't forget that you can rate and review us on all podcast apps. Please do. That way, our brand of
stupid fun gets released to the unsuspecting public.
Yep.
Yes. And then also, don't forget, you can donate to us via link in Twitch and on our website. And also, we have a store. Buy our merch.
Yeah.
Get
come,
it.
Come to
merchandising. NVNG the flamethrower.
I will make who's ever running a table for
NVNG. I'm wearing my BDSM
if anyone wears NVNG merch to one of the games that is run by us at TabletopCon,
you'll get a high five from Steve.
I will force the GM to give you a magic item.
You all have pants.
There you go.
Yes.
Yo, Trevor.
I wore yesterday.
I got
kid-sized
pants that don't fit.
Oh, that's right. Anything else?
I think that's nope. It, though.
That covers it.
Yep.
Remember, if you're Long Island Tabletop Con and you see someone in an NVNG shirt, give them a high five.
High five.
Yep. Oh, also, if you're listening to this later and you're out of the country, we have daylight savings, so our normal time might be an hour off from you. So come watch us live.
Yeah, if your country does normal stuff and doesn't switch time randomly in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
Yep.
England does it too.
Yeah.
But they're 2 weeks off.
Yeah, but they're wrong about like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They gotta find that lady.
Word.
Yeah, right.
That AI image that they randomly put up. Okay. But with all that being said, we are Nothing Ventured, Nothing Game. We love rolling dice, giving advice with a little bit of that New York spice. Say goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight, everybody. See y'all soon.
Yeah.